There are two large insurgent groups, and they are absolutely destroying the place. And Ouagadougou is effectively, the capital is effectively encircled. And slowly but surely, I expect the jihadists to tighten the noose. And because of this pressure, there is, I think we're going to see a growing sense of frustration and desperation. And this is going to shorten people's patience, some people's patience with the regime, while giving other people ideas about how maybe they could do things better. Or maybe the impatience of some creates an opportunity for others to take over simply for purely personal ambition, right? So I think that's another thing. The other thing is that this country has a very long history of political instability. It's always been a very poor country, and it's really struggled with democracy. And I think it's almost naive of people to expect democracy to take root quickly and for it to develop a stable democratic system, given everything that it's been up against and the fact that it's had so little experience with functional democracies. These things take time. They really do.
Would you say that this junta, given all those challenges they're facing, have they made anything better for the regular, ordinary citizen?
Yeah, I don't think they have. Now, it's not for lack of trying. The Burkinabe government has put into effect a number of measures attempting to improve the security forces, improve their performance, improve their ability to coordinate with one another. They've done a number of things that you can point to and say, good, right? This is useful. So it's not like they're just sitting on their heels doing nothing. Part of the problem is that a lot of what they've done simply isn't enough. And we could also point to the fact that by expelling the French, they have deprived themselves of an important ally in the fight against the jihadists. But another problem is that the challenges that this country faces are so great that even if the regime were to be doing all the right things for all the right reasons, it's still hard to imagine that it would succeed, or rather that it would succeed quickly. It just would take time. And that's even if the regime is doing all the correct things. It's the scale of the problems that are just, they're so huge.
Would it be the same, do you think, if they still had a democratically elected leader in charge of the country?
Yes or no. I mean, the main advantage of a democratic leader, I think, ultimately, is that the regime, the government, potentially would have more legitimacy, at least in the eyes of some of the public, but also that it would have more legitimacy in the eyes of the international community. The United States and also France would be much more open to working with them and supporting them, whereas right now, well, France has been kicked out. The United States is basically kind of trying to sort of keeping a distance because of our own laws that prevent us from providing security assistance to military dictatorships or coups, governments that come about through a coup d'etat. That being said, the previous president, Roch Kabarrès, who was democratically elected, by all accounts, he was a very decent guy. He was doing his best. He was out of his depth in terms of the kind of jihadist, dealing with the jihadist insurgency. So he himself was really struggling.
A colleague here at VOA said one of his college professors some four decades ago predicted that in the not too distant future, you're going to see all of Africa being run by either a military junta or some kind of puppet figure that is kind of installed by the military junta. What do you think about that?
Unfortunately, I see that as all too plausible. But I would caution listeners to remember that having successful liberal democracy is extremely difficult. And before you have a successful liberal democracy, you have to have a liberal democratic political culture that takes a very long time to take root. These things do not just happen overnight, and they don't happen certainly where there is no history of liberal democratic political culture, right? In colonial Africa, there was no liberal democracy, except arguably Senegal. So you don't have the experience, and even though you can say, well, it's been 60, 70 years since independence, that's actually not a very long time.